Marion Lloyd.
Well, comrades, I am absolutely delighted to be addressing a meeting of this size. I think Sheffield has scored twice today. First of all, in terms of the magnificent turnout in the students' demonstration earlier today. And secondly, the magnificent turnout here to us, here tonight. Because the level of support and the activity that we'll be involved in over the next period will not only strike fear into the heart of government, but will also demonstrate to workers throughout Sheffield and up and down the country that there is something we can do about the devastating programme of cuts announced by government at the end of October. And something for me today, which really was quite an occasion for me personally, my 14-year-old son rung me at 9 o'clock this morning saying, "Mum, can I go out on strike? Can I go and join the student demonstration?" So when I said, "No, you bloody can't go back to school." But for me, that demonstrates that not only are the trade union workers acutely aware of what is happening, the youth is acutely aware of what is happening, but also our own children are acutely aware of what's happening. And certainly for me, when workers up and down the country see our new generation move into struggle, move to defeat the plans that are intended for us by government, then that will be seen as truly inspirational, raises confidence, and actually sends the message to everybody impacted on by these cuts in jobs and services that these cuts can be beaten when we move together collectively and speak with one voice. And of course, the role of the trade union movement during the next period is absolutely crucial, not only in terms of giving a lead to the voice of workers themselves, but to play and initiate a pivotal role in joining together those people in trade unions, those people in the youth, the communities and so on, to articulate and express the real concerns that ordinary working people have in terms of the government and what it intends to do for us if we don't stand up and fight. Our role is to explain the issues and the alternatives, raise the confidence and consciousness of our class, and so doing, initiate their preparedness to fight. And it's because of this core belief that we have inside my union, the PCS, that PCS members have been instrumental in setting up this particular alliance. And because we have been under the cosh for so long, that the PCS Town Committee in Sheffield took this initiative and put forward proposals to set up a broad-based, Sheffield-based anti-cuts coalition. We want to join together not only with public sector workers who will be impacted on by job cuts, but also everybody who will be impacted on in terms of the services that will not be provided if the government has our way. So that is uniting everybody with a collective demand of no to job cuts and no to cuts in our services. PCS members are acutely aware that the economic crisis is not of our making. This crisis is because of the greed of big business and the bankers in particular. We believe that we should not be paying for this economic crisis, and also that we don't need to pay. And because of this, PCS stands firmly on a platform of no cuts in jobs and no cuts in services. We have set out, and you'll see in the booklets on your chair, we have set out our alternative budget, which we believe, first of all, the government could implement if they wanted to, but also we believe could get the agreement of this meeting here tonight. And just to give you a couple of examples of that, why aren't they collecting in the £120 billion worth of taxes that are either avoided, evaded or uncollected? Why aren't they doing that? What are they doing about stopping the Trident programme? Why are planning to privatise areas such as Royal Mail, Royal Mint, and so on and so forth. That all that will do is transfer money into the hands of the private sector and big business. Why aren't they creating jobs? We could create 1,000 job losses, over 1 million job losses, job creations. So you're talking about cuts. Job creations, I can't think of the right word now, in the climate change industry. And what are they doing about freezing the £850 billion in bank assets? And personally, I believe that if we had any balls in power, that we'd be nationalising the banks and freezing the assets of all those speculators who are trying to make us pay. That would sort out the national debt in one fell swoop. There are two final areas that I just want to deal with. First of all, in terms of the national demonstration that's been called by the TUC on the 26th of March. And I think it is an excellent, again, that PCS tabled the original motion that called for a national demonstration, and we were able to get unity around that position through many, many of the other unions. And just imagine the confidence that it would create amongst the class in general, if at the end of March we can turn out people, 250,000, 500,000, 1 million people on the streets of London at the end of March. And it's absolutely crucial that we do everything that we can do to build for that particular march. Because not only are the numbers important, it is about the confidence that that will instil amongst workers in generally about taking strike action and coordinating industrial action right across the piece. But it is also important in the view of PCS that we capture and captivate the mood, as entranced by the students on the streets, whether it's last Wednesday or up and down the country today. In our side, our union, we've already had redundancy notices issued. I know in local government, they've already had redundancy notices issued. And that is why PCS are still working hard to try and get support for a march to take place earlier than the 26th of March, because we believe it is absolutely crucial that we take up these issues now. And I would appeal to anybody here, if you are not in PCS and you're a member of a trade union, then raise this in your branches, raise this amongst the members that you represent at work, get motions carried, and let's put pressure on our leaders of the TUC to call a march earlier than the 26th of March. The final points that I would make is, what is it that we want the Sheffield anti-cuts movement to actually do? And the sorts of things that we had in our minds when we tabled a motion to set this meeting up was about sharing experiences, finding out what's going on right the way across the piece, intervene in local disputes, support workers who are moving into struggle. We've got ballots going on inside PCS at the moment on our contact centres. There's ballots going on in the passport office. There will be the NUT ballot on pensions. We are about to move into ballot ourselves on defending our redundancy scheme. We should be petitioning the council, setting out what our alternative is to what they propose for Sheffield. We should be lobbying and petitioning our MPs, forcing them to argue a different case inside Parliament. And of course, we need to expose the programme that the government has put forward and argue for our alternatives in our workplaces, in our communities, and out on the streets themselves. But what I'm particularly interested in is, on the back of the marvellous demonstration by the students today, what are we going to do initially in terms of organising a demonstration inside Sheffield itself? To build on the mood that was clearly there amongst the students today, to build on the mood that has changed as a result of the students' initiatives amongst workers in their workplaces over the next period. Do we go for this in December or do we go for it in January? And I would be genuinely interested to know what comrades feel about that. Finally, in closing, let's be absolutely clear. We have a weak coalition government. We have probably an even weaker coalition council. We have got everything to play for and nothing to lose. In fact, we've got a lot at stake and everything to gain. The intervention that the movement in Sheffield and throughout the UK makes over the next period is absolutely critical. In my own experience, where we move into action and build confidence amongst workers, we can make a difference and we can stop the devastation of the welfare state and the services that our members so clearly rely on. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.